This is JIS News. Coming up, Caymanas Economic Zone developer to be announced soon. Education Minister open to discussions with the JTA and World Bank partners with government to boost animation industry. Details after this message. Stay with us.
My name is Hansi Parchman, Olympian student at the University of the West Indies. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PART is there to help you to succeed. Let PART help you achieve your goals. Stay in school, school we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PAV.
Now the news. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton is to announce the details of the developer selected to undertake work on the Caymanas Economic Zone and other facilities in St. Catherine. The announcement will be made in a matter of weeks. The Caymanas Economic Zone is one of the key elements in the Global Logistics Hub initiative.
We'll be announcing who wins the competition to build the infrastructure at the Caymanas Economic Zone, other associated facilities. And I can tell you, before the results are known, that we have some significant global players at the table.
Minister Hilton was addressing the University of Technology's Logistics Hub Forum at the institution's Papine campus in St. Andrew recently. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has indicated his willingness to continue discussions with the Jamaica Teachers Association to address concerns about proposed changes to the teachers' leave benefits. Minister Thwaites says despite the negative remarks leveled against him by members of the JTA regarding the announced changes to teachers' study leave entitlements, he stands ready to discuss the issue with the association.
I respect a body that represents the teachers of Jamaica or any a sector in education, and my door is open. Obviously, discourse is only helpful if it is civil and respectful, and I'm sure that anyone from whichever element that breaches that will set it right.
Minister Thwaites, speaking in an interview on the JIS discussion program Issues and Answers earlier this week, the minister adds that the ministry remains committed to achieving consensus with the nation's teachers regarding the issues of study leave and annual salary increases as part of plans to boost the fiscal efficiency of the Ministry of Education going forward. The local animation sector is set to receive a boost with the staging of the Kingstown Animation Festival. Slated for June 20 and 21 at the UWI Mona Visitors Lodge, the festival will feature panels and workshops led by international experts, as well as an animation competition. Kingstown is being organized by the government and the World Bank and is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. Senior Social Development Specialist with responsibility for the Latin America and Caribbean Division of the World Bank, Fabio Pitaluga, says the industry is ripe for development.
When we're talking about animation, we're not just talking about drawing. There's a whole series of additional professions that are directly linked to that. The voice, the soundtracks, the music legacy is very strong here. You've got the highest density of recording studios in the world in Jamaica. The infrastructure is there. The quality of people that can deliver on that are here. If you're going to other places, you would have to reproduce it somehow.
Visit the festival's Facebook page at facebook.com/KingstownFest for more information. And Cabinet has approved the purchase of a $104.5 million property by the Heart Trust NTA and the Overseas Examination Commission, OEC. The property will provide a collaborative multipurpose training center to house the Heart Trust NTA's workforce college and data processing operations for the OEC.
It will also house workforce training facilities for the logistics hub. The acquisition is in keeping with the government's thrust to revitalize the downtown Kingston area as well as to stimulate economic growth.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner speaking at Thursday's Jamaica House press briefing. That was JIS News. I am Caroline Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.